Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
By the way, how did you guys vote? Murray, you want baseball back?
No. That was a quick no. I think I might have been the first no. And look, and while, you know, I kind of joked earlier, you could ask me that question 24-7, 365, and you'll get a no out of me. But it's because, like, I loved it growing up. I liked it up until about 5 or 6 years ago, really. So maybe this is a good thing. Maybe you burn the game down so you can rebuild it and turn it into what it used to be. Because it was good. It was a great product. Now it's just slow, and there's really no nuance to it. It's like Maz says, strikeouts and home runs, and that's it. The records no longer mean anything, and those were the most important records growing up as sports fans, right? Collectively, we all knew the baseball records were the most sacred of them all. Now they're all useless and pointless, and they've all been ruined. And even though I liked the steroid era, and I don't want to go back to that, can you just make it a more entertaining product? They can't get the hell out of their own way. So maybe what can be good here is if it does go away, that they realize that, you know, we really need to make some real changes here. And they will, and it'll come back, and it'll be what it used to be, or at least close to it. That's what I'm hoping for.
Do you vote yes or no, Maz? You want baseball back?
I mean, my answer is no, but with the contingency that I think the game needs a crisis and it needs to fix itself. So I think that could be the impetus to fix it. Now, if the game's going to be what it is for the rest of the way, I mean, look, I'd rather have baseball than not at the end of the day, but I do think if it stays in its current form, I think ultimately the game's going to kill itself.
So I'm a yes, because again, I'm a sports dork and a content whore, and I'm a sports talk radio host. So if I don't want sports, I must be some kind of a-hole. So I want sports, and I want baseball back, but that does not, you know, that does not preclude or get in the way of my feelings of the game in general and how desperately it needs a giant enema. It needs a giant reset. And I liked our conversation from before where every other sport, even soccer for crying out loud, has made little tweaks or in some cases major changes to their game that have opened it up or created more offense or modernized it or evolved the sport. All of them, even hockey with the red line or goalie pads have been reduced. The refs call the game differently now than they did several years ago. There's less clutching and grabbing. They've featured more speed, etc. So even hockey, there haven't been major changes, but they've been some changes. And wouldn't you know it, scoring's back up. And soccer has tinkered with offside rules and also, you know, not as many, but some. And even that sport has done it. Never mind football, which changes every year to make sure that there's points on the board. And basketball's evolved tremendously. You know, baseball's the only sport that has done nothing to address the evolution of the game. The only changes in my lifetime in baseball have been replay and taking contact out of plays at second base and home plate. Neither of which have made the game better.
No, that's right. There have been some little, you know, like people have emailed in to talk about what about the play-in game? Well, that's a playoff structure thing. I'm talking about the
baseball
game on
rule.
The field.
Yeah.
Yeah, the game on the field, the baseball rule. Good way to put it. And, by the way, I do have another little update for you. 8,500 votes now, Murray. 59.7%. 59, almost your 60, Murray.
Give
almost
me my
your
six.
60%.
I want to see that 6.
Murray's rooting for 60. All right.
So. Just real quick, too, the other thing that's bugged me about that league for a while is just even off the field. So like the NHL, the NFL, those are leagues that get it right in terms of fans and bloggers putting their videos up, and they're not going to come after you and tell you to take them down. Major League Baseball, it's as archaic as it gets. If you're like, you know, the Karabases of the world that want to help promote the sport and still love it and will watch every single game, you try to share videos, they come right after you when they pull all that stuff down. Like, and again, just proof that they can't get out of their own way. You idiot.
Short-sighted. Yeah, short-sighted.
Do you even want to come back? Some of you have been waiting very patiently, including Kenny on the Cape. Kenny, thanks for hanging on. Are you still there?
Yes. What's up? Did you hear what Bettman had to say to the Bruins fans? He said, tell me what we could have done differently. That's what Bettman had to say. But as far as the MLB, I hope it goes belly up. I grew up on baseball tonight, but you know what? It's, you guys have kids. When the kids are arguing, you just take the ball. You say you're not going to play. You can't do it. And you know when the NBA goes co-ed in 5 years, I hope MLB gets their ass kicked in the ratings.
Okay, Kenny. The thing about baseball, their current dispute makes you hate them. Right? Like, I mean, boy, do the players look like a bunch of a-holes with some of the things they've said. And these offers from the owners are disingenuous and, you know, not in good faith. And they're a bunch of a-holes, too. So we hate them. But if the game were good, I'd still watch. Like, I don't care.
Sure,
like,
right.
I mean, like, you know, I'm not particularly fond of NFL owners. But I love their sport and I'm addicted to their sport. And so I'll call the NFL owners a bunch of frauds. But I'm desperate for their game. It doesn't impact my interest in their game. And I'd say the same thing about baseball. I mean, if baseball were entertaining and gripping and compelling, I would care less that the owners are a bunch of a-holes and the players can't keep their mouth shut. So it's,
yeah, considering the product, it's like, where do you get off acting like this?
Exactly. Yeah. To me, really, the whole thing really to me is about the quality of the product and the unwillingness to improve it. And to me, there's just an arrogance there, particularly on the part of the players, but even the owners, because I think the commissioner has threatened rule changes and then won't go through with it. And that doesn't do any good either. You got to enact these changes or not. And so I put them all in the same bubble. The quality of the product blows. The quality of the game sucks.
What I'm saying is, though, it's not their current dispute that's driven me from the game. Like, some people listen to Blake Snell, you know, I got to get mine, and say, well, I'm not going to watch them ever again. I'm not doing that. I'm not rooting against baseball because of Blake Snell.
Right.
I'm rooting against baseball because of the product that we have to watch and how the game has devolved. That's, you know, that remains my issue.
No question. Quality of the product sucks. They owe you, as a fan, they owe you a good product. That's what they owe you. And the rest of it you'll put up with. And the product is deteriorating, has deteriorated. Mike, you once said this, you put it in these terms, that, boy, the sport really does ask a lot of your time. And now it asks for more time than ever while giving you less return than ever. And so I look at that and say, that's a problem. Like, that's a business model problem.
And if you tell them about it, they tell you to go F yourself.
Correct.
I'm going to take as long as I want. Ryan in North Andover. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Baseball, screw baseball. They had their chance to get their act together, put the product on, get to work, and they blew it. I'm a first responder. I go to work. I get paid. I do my job. They're not doing it. They're crying about millions of dollars. They're millionaires. They blew it. They need to go back to work.
Okay, Ryan. Thanks for your call and thanks for the work that you do. It is a blown opportunity. They should have been first. They should be first.
I mean, they had a chance there. There was an opening. They should have been lining this thing up from the get-go. And so they should be way, way far ahead. And instead, it feels like they're way, way behind and honestly on just a you know, on a fatal course.
I mean, again, their sport is already social distance. They have templates from Asia, the leagues that are already up and running. They have the most to gain because they've gained no revenue this year, unlike the NBA and the NHL. So they have the most at stake. You add those three things up. Never mind, you know, Arizona and Florida, which have basically said, come on down. We're ready to go right now, right this second. And the players can't even get to the table together with the owners. And they're behind everybody else. That's insane.
Yeah.
Tom and Newton. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. My take on the baseball situation is, you know, when you talk about labor and management in sports, I mean, this baseball players union is so strong, you might as well regard them as management. I mean, I think it's time for the owners to go on strike. I mean, and I understand, you know, you can't have much sympathy for either side because we're talking about billionaire owners and multimillionaire players, you know, having this tug of war over dollars and cents. But I think it's time to take a time out, tune the thing up, because if you look at it from the other angle, you know, if you're a young kid or, you know, young people in general that you want to bring into the game, I mean, you listen to some of these managers and GMs, it sounds like you're in a stats class. Like, Like, the whole thing needs to be tuned up, and I think this is the best time to do it.
I just think I just hope they recognize it. And, you know, we said this before. It's easy if they lose this season and they lose revenue and they have to reset the sport or, you know, come back. It's easy for them to say, well, the sport was great. We were making tons of money. We don't need to make any changes. It was just the pandemic. It was just we got hit by an asteroid. We got hit by something out of nowhere. And that's all that happened. What they really need is a genuine, organic, in real time, non-pandemic downturn in business where people legitimately turn off, walk away from their sport where it costs them money because it takes too damn long, the ball's not in play enough, the product has deteriorated, and they have to feel the impact on that level. I feel like, Maz, as much as, you know, this could benefit them, they could reset the sport through this, they're just as likely to say, well, that was just the pandemic. It had nothing to do with our game. Our game is great. And that's what worries me, you know?
Well, it should worry you because, again, they're so arrogant. It's never them. They can never see it. They can never accept their responsibility in it. And what they need ultimately is what you're talking about is a crisis and a financial crisis. Because at the end of the day, Mike, what you're saying, they need humility. They need humility because, again, their product right now blows. And they're making billions of dollars. Billions. So they look at it and say, well, why do we have to change? The only reason we have to change is if we're not selling it. And I think that there were the first real indications in the last couple of years with declining attendance that now they're starting to have some problems selling it. And now the publicity is bad. And now people are in a sour mood. And so, again, maybe, you know, I'm hoping the pandemic can trigger some self-reflection in the sport. And I say trigger it because, again, at the end of the day, it's not about the pandemic. It's about the problems at the core of the sport.
Rick in Brighton on the NFL rule changes, the onside kick, which did not the variation that did not pass today. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, guys. I refer to you as the 3Ms, Maz, Mike, and Murray. I'm a first-time caller, and I agree with Maz's point. I was a college place kicker up in Canada for a college football team over 40 years ago. And we had 5 yards of separation for the onside kick, and there was a high percent of recoveries because of that. The second quick point I want to make is I hope my vote brings me to the 60% tile. I've been a Red Sox fan since I was 9 years old for 53 years. I got involved in 67 when they were the Impossible Dream Team, and they could keep on dreaming. I'm done with them, and I hope my vote brings him to 60%.
Okay, there's another no vote on the poll.
I just like that he was, like, kicking for McGill up there.
5 yards?
I didn't realize they did that in Canada.
So what if the kicking team, there's still no run-up, you know, so they still, there's the safety issue. But if you have no run-up, but put 5 yards between the up men and the kicking team, it only has to travel 5 yards, and would that work? Would they, you know, would that make it too easy?
Well, so that's what I wonder, because, again, now you're talking about the off, you know, the kicking team and the receiving team still being 10 yards apart, but the ball only has to travel 5. So
well,
it's right.
No, I'm talking about only put them 5 yards apart, because the less run-up you have, the less the collision, right? The less, you know, someone come up with
I know what you mean. Yeah, less time to build momentum and slam into one another.
Right, so the shorter distance you're traveling before contact, the lesser that collision should be.
The less velocity of the hit, I guess.
Exactly.
That makes sense. My only concern with putting the players that close would be the kicker can then just drill the ball right at a guy from 15 feet away. The ball pops off him and they recover.
I'd be okay with that.
So, yeah, I just, to me, the onside kick, though, to me, has to be less than 50-50. You know, it's still got to be a low percentage play. It just can't be what it is now in the NFL.
And I'm glad they tabled the 4th and 15 thing. I do not want to turn that into another offensive play. Another play where the quarterback's in shotgun, chucking it all over the yard. Not that that can't be entertaining, but I want a little more variety than that. I want to, you know, that to remain a kicking game play.
For today's really good quarterbacks, and again, I think Patrick Mahomes is the main guy that these owners look at and say, like, this is why we're not doing it. 4th and 15 is almost nothing. If you made a 4th and 25, it's going to make it a little more difficult. 4th and 15, I mean.
Well, especially at the end when Mahomes gets rolling.
Right.
Like,
you can do that with his eyes closed.
That's too easy. That's too easy for him.
I hate that 4th and 15 the more they think about it, because for some reason it reminds me of the college overtime. Like, I hate the college overtime rule. I think that blows.
We continue with your thoughts. And the worst part about the players' arrogance in baseball, the worst part of it, I'll give it to you right after these words.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
No, I'm not splitting no revenue. I want all mine. Bro, y'all got to understand, too, because y'all going to be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing. If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't making And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life. And what? And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like the damage that was done to my body. That's going to be there forever. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Again, Blake Snell. It was a couple weeks ago.
And the smugness in which that is delivered really is.
Oh.
It is something.
It's the smugness that bothers me the most about the players.
And I'm kind of contradicting myself because I'm pro worker. F the owners. Like get yours. But at this time, when all of us are collectively dealing with this, and most people have either lost their jobs or have taken a substantial haircut, I gotta get mine. I don't care if you're a construction worker. You work at Shaw's, but especially a Major League Baseball player who is making, I get it, you know, market dictates the value, but they're crazy overpaid, in my opinion. I got to get mine. It should never leave your lips. What are you thinking?
Seriously.
But that's what they think. This is how. So really, it's the most telling thing that any baseball players maybe ever said in the last 25 years. This is how they all think. I got to get mine, man. I'm not going out there. I'm risking my life. I got to get mine. Oh, go away forever. Rot. Or fix it. Or burn it down and rebuild it and make it what it used to be.
Like I said at the time, the story is not that he said it. The story is that most of the baseball players agree 100%. And everything that's come out since has sort of backed that up. I mean, never mind Bryce Harper the day of. Like, someone's got to say it. You go, bro. But even Max Scherzer, who said it in so many words in a much more eloquent fashion, he said the same thing today. On Twitter or wherever he said it on social media, after discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no need to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions. That's basically saying, I'm going to get mine. I'm not taking no cut. I'm not playing unless I get mine. That's just another way to say the same thing.
Right.
So, Max, I mean, the story with Blake Snell is that's how the players feel. That's how they feel. And it's how they carry themselves that is really the thing that I find the worst, because no one cares about you anymore. Like, they don't get the fact that they're not superstars anymore in the true sense of the word. Like, they're still acting like baseball is the national pastime and you're national superstars and that you matter to sports fans in general. When the fact is, Blake, I'm sorry. I maybe 75% of sports fans in the country have no idea who you are. He won the Cy, didn't he?
Yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so my guess is the Q rating, you know, Blake Snell's Q rating nationally. Do you think it's at 20%, 25%?
No.
Like, I mean, no one knows who you are. No one cares about you. And I'd say this for all the baseball superstars. This ain't 1985. This isn't 1965. Yet they carry themselves like they're still the national pastime. And it's because, Maz, the revenues keep going up, and baseball still makes a tremendous amount of money because of regional sports networks. And attendance is still, while it's down, it's still strong. And it's become a strong regional sport. And so the revenues are still there. The business of the game is good. And the players make a lot of money. But it's still, it deludes them into thinking that they're as big and as prominent, as important as the players were 20, 30 years ago. And the fact is, no one knows who you are, Blake.
Yeah.
And if you never played again, it would not impact anyone at all. And it is, you are nothing like the stars in these other sports, particularly basketball, where if a top player went down, the league feels it.
Oh, yeah.
The league feels it. It leaves a mark. The league is hurt by it. People know about it, and it matters. When Kevin Durant gets hurt or Steph Curry gets hurt, that matters. When a big quarterback goes down in football, a big player goes down in football, it matters. It hurts. It leaves a mark. Hockey's a little bit of hockey's like baseball, you know, but baseball players still carry themselves like they matter. They don't matter anymore.
No, it's funny.
No, inflated sense of self is what it is. Inflated sense of self. And so again, to me, anytime this happens, and I feel this way about a lot of sports, or, you know, usually it's about a specific team when I feel like a team is letting a fan base down by not investing, you know, in its roster and putting a good product on the field. I always say to fans, you know, you don't have an obligation to watch or go. That is the strongest statement you can make against your own team. In this case, I feel it about the whole sport. And look, sports are our business. Sports are our livelihood. But the game needs a crisis. The game needs to be challenged because right now the product sucks.
Okay, quickly, sports fans, what position does Charlie Blackman play? Who is Charlie Blackman? What team does he play for? What position does he play? Who is he? I'm not asking you, Maz. I'm just asking you in your car or you and your smart speaker at home. Who is he? I bet you most of you don't know.
Fantasy players will know. That's it.
Okay. So I bet most of you don't know. He is a two-time All-Star. He is a superstar in baseball. He is an outfielder for the Colorado Rockies. You might recognize him because he's got a big stupid beard. But otherwise, if I ask you who Charlie Blackman is.
I knew the team. I definitely didn't know the position.
You're right? It's like, so you guys don't matter anymore. You're not. Yet they care. Like Charlie Blackman carries himself.
Yeah.
Like he's Ken Griffey Jr.
It's a bad combination of a lack of self-awareness and arrogance. It really is for some of these guys. Because compare this to the casual fan 30 years ago knew a small market ace. They knew Brett Saberhagen. They knew, you know, he was on the Kansas City Royals. Now, casual sportsman Blake Snell. Who?
Right. And he won the Cy Young. And most his Q rating, even among sports fans, I bet is low. I bet it's low because you know why? Baseball doesn't matter anymore. Do you get it? It doesn't matter anymore. But they don't get it. That's the most frustrating part to me. Blackman said this the other day about the spitting. You know, the baseball, when they came with their early regulations, one of the early guidelines was no spitting. Because, you know, we are in the middle of a pandemic with a highly contagious respiratory disease that is spread through saliva. So, call me crazy. They said, let's not spit. I think it's a crazy ask, but for a doctor to say no spitting in the workplace actually makes a lot of sense, right? Charlie Blackman's told about it. He goes, wait, what? I'm 100% gonna spit. That's ingrained in my playing the game. Whether or not I'm dipping or chewing gum, I'm still gonna spit. I have to occupy my mind. It's like putting these things on autopilot, like you see with Hunter Pence, where he would constantly be adjusting his uniform. I don't have this idle time where my consciousness wanders. I fill my time with thought processes that are like a cruise control. So never mind the just the poppycock of the second part of that comment. Like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? It's just the, nope, 100%, I'm going to spit. And it's that arrogant. It's like he's carrying himself like he matters and he gets to dictate because he's a massive superstar. When the fact is, outside of Colorado, no one really knows who you are. And certainly no one cares. But, you know, David Price, we need to speed up the game. I don't care. I'm going to hold the ball. I don't care. I'm going to take my time. Blake, we need to give back further money because there's no fans in the stands to get the game back. I'm not going to play. I got to get mine. Charlie, there's a pandemic. It's a highly contagious disease. We don't want you spitting. I'm going to 100% going to spit. It's like, oh, it's the tone of those guys.
Totally.
Like, how arrogant can you be and how clueless can you be that the fact is you really don't matter anymore? You don't matter like you used to. Do you get it?
I mean, it's like, you know, on some level, it's one thing to get in a spitting match with owners. I feel like when they open their mouths on, they're insulting fans. That's, and again, maybe I'm reading into that too much. But I feel like every time they say, oh, no, I'm getting mine, or I'm going to spit, or I'm going to take my, I feel like that's insulting the fan who says, dude, without me caring and you, without you giving me something I can watch, there is no money, there is no game. And right now, you're not giving me something I can easily watch.
But it's also insulting where all of us have had to make adjustments at our job, at our work, during these times especially, but even even in normal times. Speed up, slow down. Hell no, I'm not going to do either. I get to do what I want. I'm a baseball player. There's a pandemic. It's a contagious disease. We don't want you to spit. I'm going to spit, dude. We're all taking pay cuts. You're going to have to take one. I'm not taking no pay cut. I'm not going to play unless I get my money. It's like, who are you? Like, what? You're the only people on the planet that aren't going to have to make adjustments in this thing?
Yeah, you know what it is, really? Do you know who I am?
I mean, my God.
That's what it is. It's the worst line you could ever utter. Do you know who I am? It's like, shut up.
And the thing is, we don't. We don't anymore. We don't know who you are. No, never mind your ads. Like, who are you with your attitude? Who are you again? What you sticking your chest out like that? We don't even know who you are. Never mind care. And as it's been proven by our poll today, most people don't even care if you come back and play or not. Never mind spit or not. So there's the reset on that. Right back to your calls, I promise, after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
You can listen to Felger and Mazz on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Every pitch is so big. You know, you're not going to go out there and just rush through pitches. You know, you're taught ever since you're a little kid to be able to slow the game down, and now baseball wants to speed it up. So I don't care. I'm taking my time. I know I'm slow.
I'm 100% going to spit. I need to get mine. I ain't taking no pay cut. I know I'm slow. I don't care. I'm going to take my time. I know the game's suffering. I don't care. I'm going to take my time. That is what I hear out of Major League Baseball players. That's what I hear out of them. And it's so bad, it's got me to root for the owners, of all things. But anyway, do you want baseball to come back? Maz, what's the polling results right now before we go to the last segment of calls?
Okay, so we were closing in on Murray's key goal there. More than 9,000 votes now. 59.8% said they don't want baseball to come
I've had
back.
People send me a few screen caps of it getting to 60-40, but I think there's been some spite yes votes to knock it down a little bit.
Oh, it's teetering. It's teetering. Wow, that is still a staggering number. Those are baseball. Maz's Twitter followers are baseball fans. He's got 140 Twitter followers. He's a baseball guy. Those are baseball fans.
Mike, it's 60, fans. It's 60-40 when all of the elements should be in the favor of the game, right? Again, so as you said, most of my followers are baseball fans. We're in the midst of a pandemic. People were just willing to watch Tom Brady and Peyton Manning play golf and get historic golf, got historic records, you know, broadcast ratings as a result of it. Like, everything points to bring it back. Bring it back, please. I'm desperate. Everything. And three out of every five baseball fans are saying, nope, don't come back. It's not worth it.
So I'll just say it again. I vote yes. I want it back. I want the content. And I do like having a ball game on in the corner of the room on the TV. And, you know, I'm still a baseball fan, despite all of its problems. So I vote yes. But if it doesn't come back, would I miss it? Not really. Not. I mean, if hockey doesn't come back, I'll be pissed. Yep, I'll miss it. I will really miss it. If the NBA doesn't come back and finish off the playoffs, I'm going to miss it. I think the NBA has become a good product. I've grown to like it, and, you know, there's good storylines in the playoffs and all of that. I'll miss basketball if it doesn't come back. Football, you know, life ends. I think that's the real apocalypse. We all agree on football. But even hockey, basketball, that leaves a mark with me. I'm going to miss those sports if they don't come back. I miss them desperately right now. Baseball? The sun will rise, the sun will set, and I'll have lunch, as Lou Gorman once said, Maz.
Absolutely right. Yep, that's right. Life will go on.
Most people feel that way. Chris in Maine, your thoughts? Chris in Maine. Okay, babe, got to be ready to go. We're going to take calls. Do you miss baseball? Do you want it back? Mike and Quincy, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, every time I hear that Blake Snell audio, my blood just boils, you know. And, you know, the next day Bryce Harper comes out. You know, just when you think it can't get any worse, then you got Blackman and Scherzer. I mean, I'm just kind of like, I'm fed up with the comments. You know, these guys are so entitled. And like you said, like you guys have been talking about, if we have the arena sports in July, getting the playoffs up and running, and if I can get to Memorial Day and the 4th of July without baseball, you know, I'm all set.
Yeah, especially if there's basketball and hockey playoff games in July, August. I mean, talk about really not missing baseball. Not even close.
Yeah, that there's a danger here for the game, too, because they could really, I don't know, maybe it's more embarrassing to them if they come back and they play and they get no attention. And so I wonder, I tell you, after that offer that the owners made to the players the other day, I wonder whether owners are willing to flush the season down the toilet.
Kim and Sharon, go ahead, Kim.
Hi. Yeah, I agree with the last caller. I think, like, I want baseball back, but the players are being, and I'm always on the players' side until now, but the players need to realize it is a pandemic, and baseball has gone down. Look at all the kids that play lacrosse and other sports that are surging in our country. And this would be a great time for baseball to say, hey, we'll take a pay cut. We want you to watch something, because we did. We all watched Tiger Woods. I never watched, I mean, and Brady on TV. I never watched golf. I like golf, but I don't watch it. I would watch, bring up the minor leagues, bring up the college kids. Like, bring up the college kids. I'd watch any sport, and I can't wait for hockey. Yeah, if hockey doesn't come back, I'll be heartbroken.
Okay, Kim, for all the baseball bashing we've done, if baseball were back, we'd be watching the crap out of it.
Of course.
I would love it. Now especially, I would love to have it back, watching it. Billy Lanny, big baseball fan, big longtime baseball fan. Billy, what do you say?
Bring on the replacement players.
He says bring on the scabs. Billy says bring on the scabs. As Kim just said, call up the college players. Call up the minor league guys. That's not collectively bargained. Those guys aren't in the MLBPA. Call them up. Put them in uniform. Play. I'd watch. I don't care. I don't care for Charlie Blackman, Blake Snell. These guys mean nothing to me. And it's not like they're so entertaining that it's, you know, it's on at such a wacky time. I don't get to consume it. But when I do turn on the Korean baseball, I mean, that's baseball. I really don't know. To say I don't know the difference, of course I know the difference. But it's still baseball to me. I would like, just for the spite factor, you know, screw you, Blake Snell and Blackman, the way you guys are going to carry yourselves. You know, you want to prove that you really don't matter? We'll call up a bunch of replacement players, and will it really make a difference? Paul in Maine, yes or no on baseball return?
Yeah, hey guys, at the start of this whole pandemic, I said to you that with any luck, the virus might finally kill baseball once and for all. Now it looks like I might actually get my wish. I mean, summer playoff hockey and basketball games will destroy the national pastime, and I could really care less at this point. The game sucks so much right now that if none of last year's All-Stars ever played again, most people wouldn't even notice. You would never say that about any of the other major sports.
It's true. How many people will really notice? And I just wonder if they get it. I mean, I know attendance is down a little bit.
They don't get it, Mike.
National ratings keep going down a little bit, but they still make so much money on their regional TV networks, you know, the Nessens of the worlds and the, you know, Fox Sports, whatever, Fox Sports Bay Area, Fox Sports Wisconsin, Fox Sports, you know, so all those regional networks, yes, all those regional networks, they just kill it. They kill it with those TV deals. They still do well attendance-wise, and so they make a lot of money on all that stuff. So the money's still there. Do they fully appreciate they're no longer a national sport? They're not even close to being a national sport? Does it bother them?
No, because again, I think a lot of that stuff is sort of ingrained in the history of the sport. So if you grew up at playing it, presumably, you know, you're at least a part of you is a fan of it. And so you understand everything that goes along with it. And then the other thing is, I think it's drilled into your head from the early days of your times in the minor leagues or even your early years in the big leagues about what it is to be a player and what it is to be in that union. And they all get corrupted, almost all. I mean, I feel like it's gotten worse. And again, the pace of play thing is just... I can't say it enough. The quality of the product has deteriorated.
It's just the, you know, entitled. How entitled these players act. Not that it's acceptable or pleasant to watch, but I get why LeBron James is entitled. A massive crossover superstar. I understand why NFL quarterbacks and NFL stars are entitled. Those are massive, huge stars with tremendous, you know, name quality and, you know, across the world of sports. For a baseball player to still act as entitled as they do, though, that's what blows me away. They don't get, do you get it that no one really knows who you are? No one really watches you unless it's your team and your market. No one knows who you are, Blake, or cares about you or watches you or could pick you out of a lineup. Yet you're going to walk around like you're Tom Seaver, like you still matter, like it's still the national pastime. That's the disconnect that really blows me away.
Well, look, because again, they're all used to getting the spotlight at one point or another. I mean, every time they come to bat, it's about them. So a lot of the other sports don't have that. And so, you know, I think, again, it gets drilled in your head that you matter, everything about you matters, and your perspective on the world gets completely, you know, warped as a result of it.
Alan in California. Hi, Alan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Baseball is heading towards, like, a restructuring no matter what. This thing is just a quickening. This is the greatest show you've had.
Okay, sorry, Alan. The phone just is not reaching it. Is it headed for a big restructuring? I don't know. Again, if the revenues aren't really affected, and it will be this year, but it's easy for them to blame the pandemic. Revenues are down and we got hurt as a business because of the pandemic. Do they realize yet that they need to change their game because the game is flawed? You know,
not the business, the game.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the pandemic's going to do that. They'll just blame the downturn in business because of the pandemic. They won't blame it because the game has suffered and the product has suffered. So, you know, we need the business to suffer from a product standpoint. Your game's not entertaining. It takes too long. The 3-2 outcomes have ruined the game. The ball's not in play. The bat isn't being swung. There's not enough variety in the nature of the game, et cetera, all those things. And I don't know if that's reached home for them.
I don't think it has. But I think what the caller's saying, the game's heading for a major restructure. You know, with regard to the business of the sport, I think it's been headed there. Again, you know, we all see what happens in the off season with free agency, and it takes forever. Now, Mike, it's always taken forever, but it used to be by Thanksgiving the big players would sign.
Oh yeah.
Now it's not happening until February, you know, or January. It's just taking it's ridiculous. And so there is going to be an overhaul of the economic structure, and this is a big one too. In the last couple of years, the average salary of the major league player has gone down just a tick. Right, each of the last 2 years. So the union doesn't like that. They don't like that, you know, because, again, they want to be able to hang their hat on what's the average salary of a major league player. It's gone up every year for X number of years, and the last couple it's gone down because the owners have figured out the system. So the players want to cause a stink, and now and I'm talking about the CBA, and maybe this is all the owners striking back saying, okay, you're going to cause a stink. Let's flush the season down the toilet now and pick the fight now.
All right, the baseball bashing portion of the program is now concluded. The final word comes your way next.
Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. All right, it was basically four straight hours of baseball bashing today.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
When in doubt,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, when in doubt, dude, nothing to talk about. Just turn around, bash baseball for 4 hours.
Yeah, but with that, though, because that was, you know, there wasn't really much funny, I guess, that came out of it other than just, you know, nonstop bashing. What Jimmy Stewart has done, like he's done every so often lately, is peruse the cameo pages of both Maz and I and pull some of the clips that we've recorded for the people in an effort to either embarrass us or give us a bump. I'd like to think it's the latter. But in case you didn't know, for just $40. It is $40, Maz, right?
40 beans.
Yeah. Wow. You, too, can have Tony Maserati do this for you.
Hey, Dave. Tony Maz, your friend Eric reached out, wanted me to wish you a happy birthday. I might be a day late, but somewhere right around now is your birthday. He didn't tell me how old you are, but he did say you're a big Felger and Maz fan, which I'm happy to hear. He tells me you're a Dolphins fan and that you are constantly talking smack, or as we like to say, talking mess. About the Patriots. Hey, Nick, Tony Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Christy reached out, tells me you're a big fan of the show from all the way out there in California. So I thought I would reach out and say hello. How do you like that? Huh? I mean, you know, she paid me to do it. Justin, Tony Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. George tells me it's your birthday, 29 years old. Dude, the final year of your 20s. Holy crap. Like, wow. You better enjoy this one. Once you hit 30, dude, all downhill. I'm joking. Your 30s are actually the best years of your life, if you ask me. So from what I'm told, you actually are one of the few people out there who agree with me. Maybe the only one. Red Sox haven't developed pitching in a long time, dude.
Sports
I don't know what the problem is. But until they do, pardon the expression, they're up creek.
Ah, you're slipping a little sports take there, huh, Maz?
Well, there was a specific request to talk about the Red Sox pitching.
Feels like a lot of birthday requests for you, Maz.
Oh, yeah, a lot of birthday, very popular birthday requests. And I thought Jimmy was going to play one in particular to a guy whose name was Pasquale.
Ah.
Right up my alley. So I laid it on thick for Pasquale.
Maz, how's business?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll share some of the details with you at some point, but it's been... I've been a pleasant surprise. I really have been. I've been thoroughly floored by the people who've reached out.
Are we going to announce or mention what's in the works in Cameo, or are we going to keep that under wraps for
now? No, I think we got to keep that under wraps for the beginning, but we will share it at some point.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Because the people have been clamoring for that, so that announcement comes soon. But for the low cost of $15, yours truly can help you rip your friends a new one like this.
Murray's
hey,
a bargain.
Hey, B-Mac, how are you? It's your favorite hipster doofus, Big Jim Murray, here on Cameo. The guys, those of you that play in the annual Swing Your Thing golf tournament, reached out to me here to bust your balls. Because they tell me you hate me and that you're a notorious cheater and you flip out when anyone watches you swing. So here's the thing. When you play in your annual Swing Your Thing coming up next week, because you hate me so much, here's what I want. I want you to keep thinking about me. That's right. This greasy face and this stupid hat with the glasses and this big nose just going to be in your head. Don't f*** up. Don't f*** up. Don't f*** up. Who's watching your swing? We're all watching your swing. Ah, in your head. Ah, you're going to shank it into the woods. Ah, you suck. It's just a gentleman's game. I wish you the worst of luck. Ha ha.
Wow, that was a good value for $15 there.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Murray is a good value.
So there you go.
Kind of a
Belichick would love Murray.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.